just everybody holding out a sigil, some mishnah, a chana towards Shabbos. We have a pasuk in Pasuk B'Shalach that says, "V'ho'yo b'yom hashishi v'chino sheyaviu v'yimishna asher al ha'yiltu yevyon peret ha'kla Yisrael v'yom hashishi." When the monk comes down and you receive it, you gather double the amount they usually do for Yimechol. They were coming to Gemara on Shabbos daf of Yizayin and Beis. For example, Mar Chizda lo ilan niyashkim odom leitzar Shabbos. First, you get up in the morning. Shnei v'yom Rishishi v'chinah shereviu ba'altar. Yeah, well, it didn't. At first, supposed to wake up early in Shabbos and prepare things for Shabbos. Bialocha does point out that my set's missing in the Rambam. However, it is brought down by the other Rishayim, by the Mechaber and the Paiskim. The person has to make a niyah to cover Shabbos. This is a question: is this apostate for real Joshua, Dinderaisa, or Dinderabonim? The Mogadom in Nexib and Simulation Aleph calls Dinderaisa, the Chayel goes this way. And the Bialocha by us brings down this concept, it can be Dinderaisa, he says the Kasher. We already learned Simulation of Beis, the whole idea of eating Shabbos, called the Rabbim, is the Rekabola, some say the Reseifim. Ulay may be a case Dinderaisa, but the Saz, the Rekabola, the Reseifim, how could it be over here that Dinderach funded to get a Dinderaisa? So the answer is true that maybe Oinig is not deraisa. However, the idea of Siddur Shabbos, the chodok of Siddur Shabbos, can be a case of a deraisa. Now we have this drosha we have to be yashkim into the altar. The question is, how exactly do you get the drosha to come out from the pasuk? So the malchim on the Rishayim with the two main malchim, wrote down with the paiskim, and I've been to how they understand it. One is what Rashi says in the sugya, that a chodok is dumo davo. Just like the person who brings it, the Pasuk says, "V'yelk to Israel, a biker, a biker." You have to bring them on in the morning. It also, the Achana also has to be in the morning. Therefore, the grass, the Mishnah by also starts off. The Sfeik Shabbai is Achana, is Dumo Tavo. The second Malach, the way the Beis Yosef, the Taz, bring down the Ram, that the word Vahoya. The word Vahoya means Miyad, Inel Miyad. So we either have the idea of Achana, Dumo Tavo, or the word Vahoya is Miyad, it's Naf Kamino. To understand where the Makar is coming from, that the Bialocha brings down the Prima Godin. It says, if you understand the Geder is Miyad, Vahoya, that means the first thing you do in the morning, you wake up, you have in front of you davening, Kriya Shema, what do you go do? The first thing you should go do is Miyad, be Mechem B'Shabbos. Afterwards, daven Kriya Shema. Masha Enkin, if the Makar is like the Mishabura says, Achonot Dumitavo, has to be a biker, Masha, then you have the case in the morning. You're in the morning until the fourth hour. Now, Mishabura says, it's a Tali Sefer, means a case till the third hour. So, Nachmin between the two droshes says, Prima Godim, is it Miyad before davening? Be even after davening until the third hour. Masa Kamal the Bialocha, as Mamshach says, not Muchach. It says, even on it's sad that you want to say that Josh is in the Elo Miyad from Vahoya, which Mishabura sounds like that's not like a Joshua, but you want to say it's from over there. What time, when is the Pasuk being said? Being said to Klai Sel B'Morah, before the Makabal the Torah. Then before the Mekabal the Torah, there was no Kriya Shema. There was no Shema Esrei, there's no mitzvahs. So, Enechami, well, what do you go do? When you wake up, you do the mitzvah miyad of being Mechad for Shabbos. Masha Enkin, what's in Mekabal the Torah? We have the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. So, Vadi, once you have the mitzvah, so we have a cloud, Todr Vishayna Todr, Todr Kaidim. Therefore, now that we have the mitzvah, what do you go do? The cloud is we do Kriya Shema, we daven, and afterwards, then first go along, I come to Mechad for Shabbos. Therefore, the Mishmur Paschal Lachal Maisel, what to go do? First, daven, case of Kriya Shema, and then do everything, then the Achana before the third hour. Now, before the third hour, take today's number, we have the Mogav Ramazman, but let's go to the Goyim Zman. The Goyim Zman today, this morning, was 9:07. That means a person has a din, maybe a deraisa, to be making the Kovach Shabbos at least one thing before 9:07. Now, everyone points out, the words of the Shulchan Aruch from the Gemara, Drosha of Chizda, is lo dan yashkim. First, you got to get up. It doesn't say just mecha miyad. People have mishma that Thursday night, lo dan yashkim. You got to get up. Not only that, even if you get up and you say Kriya Shema Bizman by 9:07, that means you have to finish davening something mechin by 9:07. That means you have to do Kriya Shema and Shema Nesrei and wait till the davening and then you have to start doing the Achono. That means if you're one of the people who is Zeicho, some people do Kriya Shema under the pillows, some people have all this mamla, some of I'm not sure, and they down a little late over here. So the question they point out, practically, the even the somehow the Bnei Yeshiva did not have to be worried about the shadow of the Raisa. It's only the Rabbanim, but the Raisa of the Mashkim before the third hour. We'll say maybe some of the Toys safe for the fourth hour, but even that's a kasher. What happened over here? So the Chor to answer.
What is the third hour?
There's Ma'an Kriyashma, when it says the sign and shul, 9:07 this morning, the Gain. You have to do one thing by 9:07. Before this man ends. Before 9:07. So according to me, Miyash and Minig Oilam, they point out before the two things to say. One is what the Bialacha says before showing the Chodashoni. The whole entire idea is Ladak is a chir put upon you personally to go do the mitzvah. We'll get to what you personally have to go do. But the chir that you have to have something being done in your house. Therefore, let's say you have a wife, you have servants, people taking care for you. You know, Bachan Yeshiva, the Yeshiva takes care for you. Therefore, since other people will take care of things for you, so you already, Mekayim, they did have a chana earlier. That means most people, the wives do wake up early, they do have to send the kids off to Gan, they do have to go to work, and they do go to the Makolek, and they'll come back before this, before 9:07, they'll buy the challahs, they'll start doing the, take out the beans, suck the water for the children over here. People do things before 9 o'clock. So a Bedarik Klal, especially the older you have, more kids you have, start preparing things a little bit earlier and try to be more practical, make sure there's more shalom in the house. So it comes out that, true, maybe you personally do not do something. Usually the household has things being set up already from the morning before this month. Most people tell me that wives already did things in the morning. Now if the wife sleeps later and you don't do anything, you got a problem. But that's one reason the Miyash Minig Olam, the Bialacha brings down this point over here. Unfortunately, we're in the Chodesh Shani, the Meschayim Shavoi, is that for the house, something has to be done over here. We'll get to it. Again, it says, we'll get to it again. Vayabiyam Rashi shall be done in the morning. Not you. We'll get to it. Mitzvah B'yash Mishluchai. But again, the Shliach can't do for you. Right? Mitzvah B'yash Mishluchai. The Shliach can't do. You can be kind of the Mitzvah, but you're Mitzvah B'yash. Not Thursday night. Not Thursday night. No, not Thursday night. Because Vayabiyam, we'll get to not Thursday night. No, Friday morning. I mean, usually the people bach mishiv. The shiva does. Your chiv chabad Shabbos being done for you. Either as a shliach, you kind of Indian over here.
Thursday is not good.
No, okay, so no. Thursday night is not good. Void. Another point they say. No, the shen we speak out another way. We'll get to why. Void. The bialocha, not this one. The next one he speaks out. Is this a real chiv or not? The lashon of the Shulchan Aruch is yishtadl. So big tumul, yishtadl needs to try. We spoke about a little bit about some tzaddik yishtadl that go down to the minyan b'tzibur. Agav Moshe to tshuva to the shiva guys in Lakewood. That when the Shulchan Aruch says to daven b'tzibur b'tzibur yishtadl means a chiv gomer, explains what it means over there. But over here comes the bialoch, and he says, when it says yishtadl, he wants a taino that all time we see the lashon of chiv, neger to preparing zidah lachis neiris or the gimel sudas. Otherwise, there's no chiv. And he calls it ke'ein chiv. And even though the grass has a lot of chiyah, because the ke'en chiyah is more of a get of a mitzvah. So maybe to defend the minhag olam, not in your besides, let's say the wife does not do anything, and you have no service or anything before 9:07, it's ke'en achayim. That's lashon mishmur ke'en achayim. So there's two ways to defend the nanhoga. Either something being done for you, that's better than the bialocha says, ke'en zeh, or it's ke'en achayim. Lavad is poshut, that's what we're going to do, and make sure that something happens. Now, negetu, again, the look is, we're discussing what we're going to do, Kriyashma, first, the idea over here of Achona. So what we do first, Mishmur says Kriyashma and Tefillah, then the case of Achona, before the 9:07 third hour. Let's say you not going to have food later on. You have a choice. You wake up, you have a choice right now, Kriyashma and Mevatel Achona, or Achona, Mevatel Kriyashma. Which one wins out? So the Mishmur by us, begins now, Mokav Roman Simon, reached in Aleph, again the next Simon. He says, since Kriyashma is the Raisa, Todo, Shein, Todor, so even though you woke up, if you woke up early and the alarm went off, you pushed news a couple of times, why? Because the machmir not to get up right away, the gemara didn't define. So fine, so nice. So then we come out, we have two choices, Kriyashma or Achana. The Shmuel passed the Kriyashma, the Raisa, the Maisa wins out, and Mavat, the Nivachana there. Akami points out, Achana, that the Nivachana, it's like a Shabbat, it's a Kaddish over here. The Maisa, Kriyashma wins out. Let's say it's a case of, you say Kriyashma, in the case of Shmuel Esrei, you have Tefillah versus a case of Achana. Also, what's halacha? So the halacha here speaks out. Since according to Rambam, tefillah is the raisa, void of a milah smicha gula the tefillah. Then again, even Shemana Esrei will beat out the case of Achana. The Chodesh Shani, the Chagnov says a Shulchan does speak out, but let's say you can daven Shmoneh Esrei earlier if you skip up Sugi Zimra. Only say Baruch Shomar Asher Nishtabach. And then daven Shmoneh Esrei, and then you can do a Chana within this man. So the item seems to be painful even during the week sometimes, and do that way, for whatever reason. But he says over here, you have a choice over here of a Chana. And to get that bizman and say only Baruch Shomar Asher Nishtabach, it's a body, you skip. That's the correct thing. You have it in a Chiva Chana over here. Now let's say you have a case of not Shmoneh Esrei, but even more, not Shmoneh Esrei, but Tefillah B'Tzibur. How much does the Chiva get of Tefillah B'Tzibur versus Achana? Right, so then the big tumult. Achana B'Zman, the kind of Achana B'Zman. I mean, you have a Chiva. We read Paschal Achana B'Zman by 9:07. You have a Tefillah B'Tzibur, you can down the Tefillah B'Tzibur at 9:15 or 9 o'clock, and you end up missing the Achana. What wins out? So my said that Bialocha being down the Seder Yoyim and Beth Magavam the next Simon in Rishon Aleph being down, that idea of Tefillah B'Tzibur wins out. Just to Mechazik the Tefillah B'Tzibur. Over here comes the Bialocha and says, whoa, Tefillah B'Tzibur, everything is only the Rabbanon. We don't have the Rambam anymore, the Mila of Deraisa. It's only the Rabbanon. But you don't know Mila Smicha Gula Tefillah. We left the Vada de Rabbanon. A Chonah can be get a Deraisa. So over here comes out, the Vada Tefillah B'Tzibur is very Choshev. And the Musa Shibah they point out is that the Chavetz Chaim says that when you daven be yourself with all the kavanas in the world, ladav kashmach mekabel yitfilas. But yet you daven tzibur, 100% mekabel yitfilas. And Moshe Chu is right to the Nei Yeshiva in Lakewood. He says the same as you know, you can have all the kavanas you want. But kedai, daven tefillah b'tzibur. We want our kavanas to be, our tefillah to be mekabel over here. But still, says the Chavetz Chaim, what would that? A chana.
Still, don't I have to do one thing?
Well, yeah, the chiva before, yeah, one thing.
Anything?
Yeah, anything. We'll get to it. Yeah. Yeah, one thing, yeah. Now, neged to chana, we see neged is certainly neged to Shabbos. What about neged to the case of Yontif? The Mishavu and Topkuf Chav Tess brings down the idea of a chana to be meichel the Sai Shabbos aside from the case of Yontif. There is no difference. And the mice is moved from the Pasuk itself, the Makor is from the case of Lecha Mishnah, which is negate Yontif. So the Pasuk is by Lecha Mishnah, which you do by Yontif also. Now what happens when Yontif comes down on Erev Shabbos? For example, numerous times it comes out, you're showing this here, this year coming out Friday Shabbos, Thursday, Friday and Shabbos. So when are you making from Shabbos this year? From coming out Friday's Rosh Hashanah? Do you have a Chiv v'achonah v'achinu on Friday? Kalim Bnei Yisroscher, and he writes, it says, Lo Eilam Yashkin. Why Lo Eilam? Even on Yontif. Even on Yontif. What taina that the Pasuk says, Vahoya, what's Vahoya that I suffer? Should say, Yom HaShabbos, or Vahoya Yom HaShabbos? All the time, even on Yontif. And he might ask me, Yisra Vachonos, either a case of Eiv Tashkilim with Negev to Malacha, and if it's not Negev to Malacha, we pass, not even the Eiv Tashkilim. Some making room for the room is also no problem. How will Kalim Bnei Yisroscher, but he points out, the Pasuk is discussing about being Malaki the Mon. Were we Malaki the Mon on Yontif before Shabbos? No, we were Malaki the Mon on Erev Yontif, for Yontif, and for Shabbos, for 3 days over here. So, Tanya is if so, when you make the mitzvah of Yechinu, make sure on Erev Yontif, you not only do it for Yontif, do it for Shabbos also. Because that's his man Shabbos, like the case of Mon. So, the Shalom among the Achorin over here, how do you look upon it? How far do you take the side of the Pasuk over here? My sister doesn't be sure that I think the title that the chino of Shabbos you should do when or it's kind of coming on Thursday and Friday. Make sure Thursday morning do the chino for Shabbos over here.
Why? When did the month come down?
It came down on Wednesday. Mm-hmm. Triple the amount. Did not come down on Friday. That's the story to be true. Did not come on as a fully yontif. Now the Beisheisha brings down a Shmuel Leket. The Magen Avraham brings down that the Pasuk said v'hoi Mishnah. Should do a double amount. We're done with the Shmuel the Paiskin. That means the chiyav v'chinu is two things. Number one, miyad in the morning, get up and do it. The second is v'yad mishnah when loshon ha'achrayim is bein hashmoshes. So the question is, everyone knows the idea of preparing for Shabbos should be done before Shabbos. What is the loshon of bein hashmoshes? So the Chashuk, when he says it over, he says koydim ha'erev. He says beforehand, and those come along the Torah Shabbos says lav davka bein hashmoshes. It means beforehand. They point out the right the Ben Ishchai, he says, you should prepare your neiris, that's how you become v'chinu. Right before Shabbos, for your Mishnah, you're preparing your neiris to light them. You can't light them, Ben Ishmoshes. You could answer what he means, Ben Ishmoshes. According to Mechaber, it means very good, because Ben Ishmoshes of the Go'inim is Yoim, according to Michal Paskin, like a Rebbe Tam. So it means the Benish Moshes of the Ga'inim, which is not a problem. It's not me. It's not a Yom called the Rebbe Tam over here. Maisha, the Achonim being down, that's the Shemesh Shabbos being down, it's Lav Davka. The Achonim say Lav Davka means Benish Moshes, means Korv the Benish Moshes. Either Lav Davka or means Benish Moshes, the Ga'inim, which we have Machma for, so it means right beforehand. Diva, you look around, it seems to be the minig of the Avrechim, that they seem to go to Shul with the garbage in their hand. And they thought out, one, two, three, that's why a Mishnah, that Pasha, and we do the Mekana Mitzvah Achama. Besides those that tie out the suga of mooks in your house, it's much easier to deal with the garbage in your house when you have an empty bag before Shabbos. Because once you have garbage in your bag, come Shabbos, you have a suga of buses and mooks. When you have an empty, your Falkul Maisha says no problem, because most of our things are heter anyway. Bus is lehetik, can move it, no problem. Therefore, a Falk gives an Eitzel to remove the garbage right before Shabbos and be completely empty before Shabbos. Besides, Roya Mishnah, Kach Noigim Puchazim and Avad Abar. Come on, every Avrich is going to show with the garbage. The Kav Mishnah, Roya Mishnah. Now, in this Rechino, again, we have Alocha doing it once in the morning, once in the evening. So, it's going to be a second Makov that you're preparing, that Makolius, that we have the Pasuk that says the Dibris, Zochos Yom Shabbos the Kaddishoy. We have come on Beya and Daf Tezayin. The Gemara brings down a brisa of the Shammai Zokin. The whole entire life he ate with covered Shabbos. Motz Beimano. He said this animal's for Shabbos on Sunday. Next day he found even an animal even nicer. So the animal he bought on Sunday for Shabbos, he came home and ate it. And he bought the one for Monday with covered Shabbos. And then for Tuesday the same thing. And the whole entire week he ate with covered Shabbos. Hilla Zokin and Midah Cheres. Kol Maisel L'Shem Shemayim. Baruch Hashem Yom Yoyim. And therefore he sounds like he only bought something on Erev Shabbos, L'Kavod Shabbos. The simple reading of the Gemara, Machlokes Shammai Zokin versus Hillel Zokin, what's the correct analogy? Stop buying things on Sunday, worry about Shabbos on Sunday, or no, you should only worry about Shabbos on Friday. What's the correct man to worry about Shabbos? When does Zochas Yom Shabbos the Kaddishai? Shammai Zokin says on Sunday, and Hillel Zokin says Maisa on Friday. Therefore, if Machlokes Hillel Zokin versus Shammai Zokin, we pass like Hillel. Very simple. You read us Erev Shadipris. You read Rashi. Rashi brings down Shammai is okay. They should go buy and worry about buying things that cover Shabbos on Sunday. Correct the Rambana on Rashi. Lamais is machlokes. Or we should pass like hill. Like we always pass like hill. Come on the Daikei Moshe Ba'os. It brings down the Urzuro. And said there is no machlokes. Avada Shammai is okay. Odev Tfei. Avada Rikvi is okay. So you have a Shabbos. The Kaddish starts from Sunday 100%. Just Hillel Zokin was working on Mechazik Zemuno is Betochen Shaboy. Baruch Hashem Yom Yom is working on Betochen. On his dark, on his level, he came and he saved the things for Friday. But otherwise, everyone agrees the Odev Tfei is start worrying about Shabbos from Sunday onwards. Therefore, this idea is brought down by the Taz that we had in the Rishon Beis, and also over here by the Mokavom and Mishabu, and all the Pais can bring down as the Odev Tfei to worry about Shabbos from Sunday onwards. That's the correct Hanhaga. Now, there are other ways of answering Rashi. You look at the Re'im, Mizrahi, and Chumash, brought down by the Pirim Gadim over here. But the main Mahalach Lachrin say over, if you pass like this Arzurua, the Nevada, the Ik is like Shammai Zokin, and suddenly always we have Zochas Yom Shabbos the Kaddishai. Therefore, practically, I know I live in the Shkuna. I mean, it depends where exactly you live. Most Shkunot, the Makolot buys what they need for Shabbos, but they don't buy a lot. They don't have leftovers Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. Therefore, for example, I know my Makolot. They buy for Thursday, they have lots of cold cuts and liver, herring. Certain times, it does run out by Friday. Most times not, but they don't want to buy too much because they can't sell on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. So if you wait to Friday or Friday afternoon to go buy it, it won't be the deliver. The herring sometimes lasts maybe from week to week, the deliver won't be there. So therefore, you have a mitzvah, Zachas, you have a Shabbos, a Kaddishai, to buy it on Thursday. I know Chal is in Yom-tif, someone who eats Erev Yom-tif, we always make sure, even though it's fresh on Friday, buy my colors across the street, we get it on Thursday. We know it's not kedai to get the chance that we have to go travel after we go to the hassle. So you have to be practical and be passing with certain things have to be done earlier. But only they point out, let's say a person is in the Chutz La'aretz. Who's not Zaycha, the Chutz La'aretz, it's Zaycha to come to Eretz Yisrael. Now certain things in the Chutz La'aretz you can get, they can get here. Certain delicacies, certain types of meats. So when you're in the Chutz La'aretz, you have a mitzvah, Zoch L'Shem V'Shabbos L'Kaddishai. You're coming on Sunday, you can keep it in your freezer, certain cakes, certain things you can get, a pomegranate or whatever it is, whatever these ideas you can go get. You have a mitzvah, Zochas, Yom Shabbos, and Kaddishai, to go buy it now on Sunday and bring it safe for Shabbos. Why? We've passed our hill, poor Shalom over here. He'll Shammai Zokin. Pasuk Shammai Zokin. Even he'll agree to it. Pasuk he'll be Shammai Zokin. Vo'i, take it a step further, says the Mishibura. Let's say you're not negate you buying it. Let's say someone sends you a care package for Chutz Laretz. Or someone, a neighbor gives you a fancy cake over here. It says the Chutz Chaim, Mishibura, Pshito. Even something that you'd not buy, but they send you something, what's the correct thing? Save it, cover Shabbos. Of course, the person has time and the kids want it, or, you know, you can let them have it. You don't have to force it down their throat. But the correct anagah, if it's two choices in when to have the thing that was sent to give to you, you should save a mice case of Shabbos over here. Now, what's the saying over here that a person should worry about from Sunday and onwards? Well, let's say you know it's going to be there Friday. You know it's going to be by on Friday. You can also buy on Thursday. Is there any milo of having a case on Friday over Thursday? Because we know already, we're going to Reish from Ches, and 3 days before Shabbos is Nichol get of Erev Shabbos. You know Thursday and Friday is the Hamshach of Shabbos. So maybe Thursday and Friday, the Maisa are equal. So the Rizal, and Numus HaKhanim bring down the Rizal, Mishmur by Yosef HaKhan Beis bring down, they have a choice Thursday and Friday, 100% buying on Friday, because Minka Yosef Luchav Shabbos. Price coming down, you have a choice, go buy on Friday and not Thursday. Thursday could be the covered Shabbos. When everyone sees you shopping on Friday, you know exactly what you're buying for. Why the covered Shabbos over here? How is it that Mishnah Berurah in certain cases, they need a Chana Rabba? For example, you have to buy meat, you have to go sold to the Kedoyma, takes time. The Vada, buy on Thursday, it's also covered Shabbos. But it's not needed, go buy on Friday. The way the Knesset Gedolah brought down the Chidos is over, you're not sure Thursday or Friday, a Vada buy on earlier, by Thursday, Wednesday. Now, the others are asking, what about Thursday night? What about Thursday night? So the Kavachayim Rapalaji, he says, not Thursday night, Friday morning. Rav Sharmak says, why Friday, Nikki Yoser? But the Rishayim, the Chedush Iran on the Sugin Kuvyat Zayin, and Muki Yoser over there, they point out, first of all, it says the word Bayoim. So, Vaya Bayoim, Hashishi. It's during the day and not in the evening. Vaid, one of the Malak of the Mon, in the morning. Now in the evening, so Rishonim speak out already should be done Friday morning and not Thursday night. Avadev cannot be Friday, you must stop it. They do it Thursday, 100%. This is a shaila. Let's say you can do it on Thursday, but it's a tercha, it's a hassle, the long lines. It is a little bit of balagan on Thursday, on Friday. Maybe then you should do it on Thursday. Speak to the Archa Shulchan, and before the way the Eli Rabo, after covered Shabbos, still you should do it on Friday. Avadev, you have to take Nuchta Nefesh into account, or some called Shalom Bayis, as you look upon it. But Maisi, you have to take your characteristic traits and get how you look at people on Friday. But Echshia, if you can do it on Thursday, Friday, even the Terechot says, Archa Shulchan, Al Rabbi, you do it on Friday. Now it sounds like maybe Obiyashim, who like disagrees, he's discussing a different case. Let's say things are cheaper during the week than on Friday. Some other reason, the Yom HaShuk, on the go to the Shuk, Tuesday is Yom HaShuk. And they go to the Machli Yehuda. Everything's cheap on it's half price on Tuesdays. Friday is double price, unless you get an hour before Shabbos, which is not worth the chance. Then things are much cheaper again. So, Lemaisa, what's the correct thing? Does the person have a right to buy things cheaper on Tuesday or cover Shabbos on Friday? Yashu said that Ein Shum Hiddur, go buy on Friday. Ein Shum Hiddur, which I have a little bit of a hard time. Tircha, time is money. Tircha has a value to a person. I would say the Aliyapa, the Choshuk Lukura, argument with Yashu. Maisa, naked face, covered Shabbos. The miles still do it on Friday, covered Shabbos. Now, if it bothers your tchuno that you can't buy it and you're wasting the money over here, so maybe you should work on your idea that Shabbos is free, but economic, if it bothers you, it bothers you. You would take that into account. Do you have a right to buy before Friday? Avada says, we ask you, so the Chodeshon, you said, there's no issa to buy beforehand. It's more covered Shabbos, but the more covered Shabbos on Friday, but no issa. Now, in this Indian Bible, the Kabbal Shabbos, coming from the Mishabruah, for the Mogavam, for the Rizal, the words are, Toiv Shiyema Kol Dover Shekoina Zehu the Kabbal Shabbos. You see people saying, oh, Kabbal Shabbos, they take things off the shelf. Fine, usually then the kid takes off the Kabbal Shabbos, the mother puts it back. Fine, but the question over here is, where is it coming from? So it's very clear, Mishabruah is very clear from the Chon. We say, Zehu Kabbal Shabbos, and they point out, you read the Gemara Band after Zayin, Shammai Zokin, Motze Behemano, Oimer Zula Shabbos. He said, "Oimer Zula Shabbos." They point out the Gemara also in Shabbat Tafkuf Yites, the certain Ketzev, a butcher is very rich. They asked him why. Said the cold behemah shoysino Marti has said Zutele Shabbos. So you can say Marti means he said it in the morning, but the simple reading is he said the covered Shabbos. And therefore, all the price coming down. When you buy something, you say Zel the covered Shabbos. That's what you do. The reason, Mishabura says over, Ki dibu poil habit bigdusha, the koi chape, the ashpo, the inyon shibai, numza chodim bring down the idea that the Machzah Shekel says, Ki dibu odom loy dover reku, we have to realize the koi chliut now. Himat, to buy something, the ashpo in your hand, which is not called Shabbos, ox, kambu, kambu, for other things over here. But just saying those words, it makes a ashpo upon the fruit of the earth. Now, is it dafko in the gear to buying things? What about other achonas in the gear for Shabbos? So you also say, is there look over Shabbos? So there's a Shabbos here, Makar Chayim, we're talking Mishmir Shabbos, says, you take a shower, say, is there look over Shabbos? You get, get dressed with begodim, say, look over Shabbos. Chayim Rapalaji, been down the same side. Chayim Fiyeski discussing cutting your nails, says, is there look over Shabbos? They ask him, get in the bathroom, he says, yeah, there's more to get in the bathroom. But the Chit says, no problem, says, is there look over Shabbos? Hagam, where the grass is over, look at the grass over here, he said, when you buy things, you say, over, is there look over Shabbos? Well, other maces do look over Shabbos, you think, lachshay, you think about it. You think. But Chayim brings down on all the maces, you think. And they point out, looking at Ben Yunus, say, for you, his words are yachshay, look over Shabbos. So whether. I'm grass. You have to know why Dafka buying that sells, good point. Others say not that way. So shouldn't be machlekes on buying everything you say is that look over Shabbos. On other achanas, machlekes, so you think that way, or say it. You have no know where they're coming from, how the koich, that's why the pet is. You can shy a little bit, return for it, maybe my father will tell you. Now, Kamal Meshavu and his mamshach, it says over there's a mitzvah to be lit up called Tafshil Be'er Shabbos. Now, the Makar Shabbai is the Be'etzem, the basis of being done from the Shavu Leleket, and really earlier from the Matzah Vitri, Talmud of Rashi. I said a person should taste everything in the Kavod Shabbos. Look up at the Matzah Vitri inside. He says, why? First of all, Marach Lo Yomo V'Shnoisov. Get a long life. Why did he bring down the Yishalmi? They should taste it. Why should not get angry at the people in the base side that they burnt the food and the food doesn't taste that well? So two, first of all, taste it. Why can you taste it? Why get a Riches Yomim? Also being a little bit practical. It sounds like Lav Dafka of tasting the food out earning Shabbos, but more than that, don't get upset, because people get upset when the food doesn't taste that well. But, like the Paiskim all being down, everyone brings down the whole idea of Tamel on Erev Shabbos. Now, the main reason seems to be the Yisrael Shabbai, the Chonim being down, to be sacking the food. That means you taste the food, maybe missing some salt, some pepper, some ingredients went wrong over here. You want to correct the food of Kavod Shabbos after early Shabbos, after Kavod Shabbos. Again, the Mishnah Berurah and the Shaar HaTzion sends you to Shulchan Shleimo, the Av Bezdin of Mir, and over there he says that he finds the Etzem Te'imo is a mitzvah. Now, if you look up the Shulchan Shleimo inside, Yishlo Naharbe, those are Mafakvek, the Chodashani, Nishma Shabbos, is there such a Shulchan Shleimo saying such a concept? But next year we have a Chavetz Chaim that says it. By the time he's down, the Etzem Te'imo of Maisa is a mitzvah. Now, what does that mean? Okay, we have two ideas over here. One is to misakin the food, one, the Etzem Te'imo is a mitzvah. They point out numerous nafkamim where you're coming from, what the minigar ilum seems to be. Number one, one question is, who has to taste the food? The one making the food, the rebbe in the house, the chef, the shivo, or everyone has to go taste the food? The one taino, depends upon the reason. If the Etzem Te'imo is mutter, so the 4,000 bachman, Shiva Smir, has to go over to the chef and tell each one, I say over, let me taste the food. I admit to myself. But the idea is over here to taste the food, to be sacking it, the chef will say, listen, I know what tastes well. I'm going to make sure it tastes good. It's beside over here. Sending in the house, and the husband says, let me taste it. My cousin, you're tasting. I'm fine over here. Whoever decides where the food is. So each one has his own. They said, depends upon the reason over here. Nice, they point out, we don't see that everyone goes to taste the food. But that's all one afkmina. A second afkmina, you're guessing somebody's house. She go taste his food, like, listen, they say, I want to see if it's good. It makes it, maybe there's more salt over here. They say, depends upon the reason. If the reason is Shulchan Shleimo, the Etzem Te'imo is mutter, it's a mitzvah. Echnami, every Erech, she go to the guy's house and say, let me taste what you have. If the Yisrael Shabbat is Mesakin, you see the Erech and leave it to the Balabos to Mesakin over here. A third afkmina, come over to Nikra Shabbos. So should be also not coming up. Ulay, but it's not like either reason it's every food. It's not like either reason every food. If it's misak, we'll give it more cases. Food misak is every food. We'll get, and if it's also the mitzvah, of course, every food. Of course, you don't. A third nafmina, when you taste it, you have to swallow or spit it out. Look what Shabbos says, if the Yisrael Shabbos is the Etzem Te'imo is mitzvah, you have to eat it. Well, Taita, if it's just a taste, it's, it has no salt. He said he can spit it out. Hagam, Yish loved it because you look Luna Locha the Yorde, Simit Adaches, come on the sugar by Kefela. The Taz speaks out by Kevela, he has to swallow to get a full taste of really what's going on over here to see if it's possible. Cholov, Isra, Hetra, what's going on over here. Yish loved it, but that's a Nafkamino. A fourth Nafkamino, we'll get to it. A fourth Nafkamino is the look of Shabbos brings down is when to go taste it. That means, let's say a person who wants to taste it right before Shabbos. Now, before Shabbos, you want to taste the Cholov. Like, you can't fix it up anymore. So they point out, Pesh, Cholov Shalom Shalimo, go ahead, SMT Mitzvah. But the essential way is to masakin it, you gotta taste it much earlier before it got cooked ready for 10 hours over here. A fifth Nafkamino, if you made the food already on Thursday, go taste it. Doesn't want Taino. Says Gamdi Adacha, if the essential body is inside the sugar of being masakin it, you gotta do it on Thursday. SMT Mitzvah is on Friday. Even that Yishlovin. I did the masakin, maybe the Mitzvah is sakin on Friday. A sixth Nafkamino, when you buy things from the store, should you go taste it to him on that? So Lechura says the same liquor Shabbos depends upon the reason. Says if you bought the store, they made it correctly. If it's etzim tima mitzvah, go taste it. Maisa etzim chaim kineskim and shnomach and others say no. Even the store they mess things up, and if you should also go taste it. But Maisa, we have these six different nafkaminas over here. Maisa again, the same liquor Shabbos says we pass in both reasons. Maisa, as far as I see, the minig is not that way. The minig is called with the ikki sayin shabai is to masak in the oichel. Therefore, the Rachim Yeshiva did not taste everyone the food over here, and therefore the Archim did not taste the food over here. Seems to be the Anhogi is the Rebbe does it, and the Anhogi Taimel is no Shaykhis, what it says over here in Taimel. And that's Tam, the Bali Musa today, who the Tzibut listens to, they speak against whatever's going on in certain Kutas. Let's leave it at that. That idea of Taimel. Now, they do speak out, don't know what we're talking about, Baruch Hashem. And people don't know what we're talking about. That doesn't sound like it.
Well, look, it's the same every week.
Yeah, usually. The same idea. Yeah, be practical. Now, there seems to be a Hulk is certain. I can't say it all. It's a bizarre thing what they do. Yeah, people. They eat more in time, man. They do on Shabbos. The meat boards and whatever else. They do speak out. Let's say a person has a tzoyim on the Sefer Tevis is coming up. We just had over here. What about the idea of the mitzvah being tamel? So Maisa beikah the poskim say mishvur b'gnam mechayodom mechnami your mitzvah tamel, but spit it out after to give a tzoyim shemoy. That's a really strong goal. Same thing during the 9 days, which always has a Friday over there, and you can't have fleishik. You want to taste a cholent. Also b'mavuch among the sfarim. Beikah the sfarim say you taste it and spit it out. The gemara vosa says no, you're not mekabel to taste and swallow it. Maisa most farmers say, side by the case of a tzayim, side by the case of the 9 days, taste and spit out. And again, if you know the food's fine, we made it a little bit earlier, or get a kid to go taste it, you send up on it, like Abdullah. So Maisa, that's enough. You don't have to, everyone doesn't have to go taste it over here. This is another point over here. You see the Mishnah moving down the Shulchan Shleimo, the Tima on Shabbos, the Kol Min is also a mitzvah. Let me sit by the Shabbos meal, taste every single Min. I mean, some other reason, the Tamed say came out to be Erev Shabbos, Mishnah says even on Shabbos. And that's when he brings down the remnant of the apostle Tamer Chaim Zochu. It's not sound like he's bringing a dafka on Erev Shabbos. It sounds like he's bringing down the mitzvah on Shabbos Shavuot. Now, the Gemara of Chodov, the Mechab brings down the Gemara in Kedushin, the Gemara on Shabbat after Vites, that people should do that by themselves. We have different Amaroim, Rav Chizda, he cuts the vegetables, dak. Rabbi Yosef, they chop wood. Rav Zeru, he's madak the Eish. We have Rav Nachman, now he's Mitzak in the bias. He brought the Kelim in, the Kelim out over here. Why Mitzad Yisrael, the Gemara speaks out, Mitzad Boi Yisrael Mishluchoy. Person should go do it over other people. Now with this Mitzad Boi Yisrael Mishluchoy is a Chiyav Mamish. Again, the Rambam says Lashon Chiyav, Mishmuan says Lav Chayav Gomer. Why? Because if you can down the whole Lashon Chayav is Dachbar Lokas Neris, by Sudo, it calls it Ke'en Chayav. And therefore the word Mechaba certainly sounds that way because Lashon is Yishtadol. Yishtadol sounds like the idea is Ke'in Chayv over here. Now first, the idea of Mitzvah by Yeshiv Mishluchai, the Shalom among the Rishonim, is a dim Yuchid by Shabbos and by the Mitzvah Kedushin, by Kedushin, to Marin Isha, or by all Mitzvahs. Now he's coming along Maruch HaZeruah and he says it's Dafka by Kedushin and Dafka by Shabbos. Now, coming to the Paiskim, coming along Mishvua and Maravam, they've been down already early Rishonim, Bitzki Riyaz, Sefer Eshkol said no, they get to all Mitzvahs. That means Mishvua is speaking out, don't say Dafka over here. I mean, they get to Kedushin, I don't think anyone can go try that. Send a shliach to Mekadosh his wife over here, and otherwise she will say no. She won't say yes. So if I don't go do that. When they get to Shabbos, You should do mitzvah yeshlucha. We come up with Shimon and says negate to everybody, all cases. That means mitzvah smilo. Avada mitzvah yeshlucha. It's your mitzvah. Go do it. Posh over here. Negate to orchim. I have a little bit of a hard time. Maisa, you're saying now the orchim. And maisa mitzvah yeshlucha. So why is your wife and kids serving the person? Avon vidu was ayimin akabim lochim. Why don't you serve them? So it could be, it depends on the tzira. Sometimes it's more mechubad for you to sit with the person, talk to him, and someone else serve him. It's more mechubad for you to go serve the person. And chamim, it's a yes, mishluchai, poshe. That's a negate to all mitzvahs over here. Now, come on the Chavetz Chaim, and he brings down in the Sharetzi and the Kashel, the Chur, we have these Amoraim, who are passionate learning Torah, and the Mevatel Torah to go do the end of our Chanufa Shabbos. We have a klal, in Megillah, I think, and the mitzvah is Esha Aydei Acher, you should not move out to Torah, let other people go do the mitzvahs. So why in the world will these Amoraim chopping wood that takes time? Tell me the Madlik Tenera takes 1 minute per seder. But chopping wood takes time. Chopping vegetables, depends how many vegetables. But these things take time. So why in the world will they move out to Torah over here and not let others do the mitzvah? So come on the Chavetz Chaim and wants to mechalik that certain mitzvahs are put on the gufay. Anything, certain things are just because should get done over here. He says over, and the Graz Betzim says the same, you say the Kunjus Achron. This mitzvah is mutu begufay. What's begufay? We say the klal mutu b'yish b'shluchay in mevach Torah. Mashen yichesed. True, if you're sitting by the table and not learning Torah, then you should go do mutu b'yish b'shluchay. You should serve the guest. We have a choice to learn Torah or take care of the guest. Echlami over there by Torah, that wins out. Because not a mutu begufay. It's make sure that the guest gets being taken care of. Chesed gets being taken care of. That's the first tirets. The second is shayat seeing being down. The Shabbos is Chomer Trey. Why is the Chomer? The big name of Ben Yunus, Sevira. The Shabbos is Nikarkala. It's called Malka. The Shabbos is Shkula Kenekola Mitzvahs. The name is Chomer Trey. Miyuchan and Shabbos. We have the idea that still to be Vatal Torah, to be Mitzvah by Yeshua Mishluchai. The Elam like saying over another Teretz. The Shaming says over. The Sukkot Tov says over. That if a person himself is not, can be Mechim Shabbos, that itself is a Begiyah in Kovat Shabbos. Since the Mitzvah to be Mechim, not just a Hechsha Mitzvah. The mitzvah in and of itself to be mechen, and you don't do that, there's a begiyah. Usually, when you don't do the mitzvah, not begiyah, you're not doing it. Here, it's a begiyah, and you're not doing it over here. But actually, the mitzvah is clear that mitzvah boy yirish and mishluchay, you yourself should go do it. Now, this idea over here, they do ask, if so, how can in the world people still learn, stop learning and go do chesed? Because the Torah comes kind of saying, "Vak Torah, why doing it for us?" That's him. The Chavetz Chaim and Avos Chesed, the last that go really is this question. Chaim Gnevsky is discussing over here that the idea of Chiyiv to go do the mitzvah of Chanukah Shabbos is when it's on the Gufay. When it's not a Chiyiv, you have a Heter. Why do you have a right to Chesed? Chavetz Chaim is asking why the Amoraim picked it this way, others can go do it for them. There's no Issa Shavoy. He's saying, oh, when the Chesed can be done through you. He told him, that's how he wants to answer why people, for some odd reason, stop learning and do Chesed. They come with Efshar De'achar. This is the second question over here. The Be'alocha brings down the Rusugim El Matthias that says that Zokim Elif Ekvodai when he gets to the Shabbos Aveda is part from doing a Shabbos Aveda. Now there's a shaila of what that means. Practically, does it mean it's also a Shabbos Aveda, or is it mutter because he had no chiv go to do a Shabbos Aveda? For example, let's say there's half a shekel on the floor, the Rosh Hashiva is walking by, he's not have to bend down to pick up the shekel. The Rosh says it's also to pick it up. The Rambam says, "Maisa, it's mutter because no chiv." Allah is machalik to mechaber versus amot. We pass on the rosh for Rambam, but everyone agrees there's no chiyuv. And look, we pass it's also. If so, the shaila effect of Chavetz Chaim is according to Chavetz Yor and Tshuva, how in the world can these amoraim come along and chop wood and cut the vegetables? The chura is zakim and the chiyuv. And how the isik can cover Shabbos? Simple question. So the Chavetz Yor himself has different tirotzim. He has like 3-4 tirotzim over here. When he wants a taina that a Shabbos aveda is not a ches shal mitzvah. That self is a mitzvah. So you're eating in the mitzvah, not a pool or to do something. Second time, Chavis wants to answer that he did a betzina in the house, not befaesio. Shabbos Veda may be a case more befaesio. And other two rutsim. Meister, the way the Chavis Chaim, how he wants to answer, and actually look at the truth of the Chavis Yah, discussing how this Rosh Hashiva, he wants to blow a flute at a chasno. Can a Rosh Hashiva play an instrument, play guitar, play a flute of the chasna. Interesting shayla there. Actually, I saw him nothing to you as kids chasna playing basketball with the chosin. So, Chavis Yah, the true one, like his mutter, must he play basketball? But, so, the question over here, how to answer it, the way how the Be'alachim wants to answer, that since over here it's Nicker doing the Kovat Shabbos, once it's nikkavir, that takes away the chesaring that the whole zakvir pikodes. Guy sees you picking up a shekel on the floor. Passage. Did he know it's not shabbos venir? No, it's shabbos venir. There's no way picking this thing up. Why are you picking up a pen on the floor? Passaged. But here I see, why is Rosh Hashanah chopping wood on Friday? Well, no, why come Shabbos? It's for Shabbos. Why are you cutting vegetables to come Shabbos? So once it's nikkud, it's not that for carrots, I'm doing for a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Avana, I'm very choshev. The person that Rosh Hashanah is very choshev. Torah is very choshev. But I'm doing it for the Eibishter. I'm doing the kol. He's delicate. There's no concern in that. Avana is no bizarre in that. That's nikkud when we're doing it for Avana, it's a mitzvah. That's what he wants to answer. I have Nachman to the case of Michael. How can you build a wall? He's doing being a guy, being an Arab. What he's doing it for? He's doing out Mike, out the Mitzvah Shavoy. That's about his mutter. Now, I heard one of them want to tie now from this Bialocha to the fact that one of Chokhma Shleimo. Chokhma Shleimo Shleimo Kugel, the end of Chesh Mishpat, it's a massive Kiddush. The Gemara in the Tzaramara, in the 8th parak of Nejim, that says over that the idea of Heshev Gufoy is the same Locha of Heshev Esavedo. The Sama Damarecha is the same kolom as returning back an lost object. A lost object, you put with Zakim in the Fikvoidai, someone also who is dying, but in Zakim in the Fikvoidai to go save him, you let the person die. People are dying. The Gemara equates the two sugars of Shavas Aveda, Shavas Gufai, is the only Asaf on the Sama Damarecha to get the pain in Shavai. Nivus and the Shlom Kuvah, Zakim in the Fikvoidai, does not have to save a person. Bella. Says Rav Echad. Chavetz Chaim is the other way. Chavetz Chaim saying it's Nikki, why are you doing it for? See someone saving a body. A body you're doing outside souls in the flushes. The Maisa is called Chavetz Chaim is against this from Shalom Kluber. Maisa, not Muchach, because let's say an example, someone is drowning. And let's you know, here's to go save the person. So you run down the middle of the night in the pajamas. Does anyone see the act that's going to happen later on of saving the person? No, there are times where you're eating against souls in the flushes. The person not see that solo. Sees it stage before him. Sees him lazy running down the street in the pajamas. He doesn't realize what he's going to go do. He doesn't run and follow him. He thinks something happened over here, like the economy. So that's that. According to Shlomo Kluger, there's nothing there for day. He should not run out. And my son, when she calls him Shlomo Kluger, and he says the Pella Otsam, but I don't go that way. Shlomo Zalma says that way. We don't call it Rabbi Yashin. Well, if she was against Shlomo Kluger, Hagam, in the safer less than a day, a Berkwist, to get the Sugi of Loshnara, it gets involved with, let's say, a person knows certain things about somebody, you get your shit off, let's say. And boy, girl, and he says over about this guy how he has these issues, we'll lose your job. We'll rely upon being a doctor, we'll rely upon being a therapist, whatever it is. So you want to tie now, being that with Shlomo Kluger, that Aloha the Gate tells Shavas Aveda is if you can lose out money, cost you money, and you're not eating the Aveda, you put him a Shavas Aveda. Because I will not say the Aveda means I have my own loss of money. Once tie now, losing a job, I will not also do the same thing. You want to tie now, quoting Shlomo Kluger, Lochla Maisa, a Tsirif, why he did not say over. About how this person is, they get to Shidduch of Gedaimo. Kiddush Otsam. Ashim, we're not saying from Shalom Kluger, but somehow our work was brought down against the Sugya of people revealing information they don't want to reveal based upon losing their job. Now, in the case of the Sugya of Achon of Shabbos, again, we have that Indian once the morning, once the evening, how much? So the Torah's words are, Lohochem Shum Dover. The words of the Machaber, Shum Dover. The Shmuel next to him in Rishon Alfi says, when a person might say he has to go learn, and he has Mishorsim taking care of things, either about them, or some have people in the house taking care of things for them. So the word of the Chavetz Chaim is Eizah Dovah L'Kavod Shabbos. What you have to go do is one thing. One thing. The grass breaks down, when the person is Torah, nice, and one thing is enough. Again, from the Zaman, brought down Shemir Shabbos, because it says, and the same idea is one thing, is only when you're Isaac in, let's say, in Parnassah, Isaac in Torah, or you're Torah. A nice, a person who is not Isaac, some has free time, maybe Chanami has to be Isaac in more things. A nice, the Pashas. Among the Gedishvayah is really very simple. What would you do with the Melech is coming to your house? How much would you clean over here? Whatever's needed to get done, you get done. If people take care of things for you, nice, one thing is enough. Other people are not taking care of things for you, then you have to be asking more. You have to take care of when the Melech is coming to your house over here. Now, just from a Chazak the Indian, people are here naturally lazy. People do not enjoy cleaning things for Shabbos. So Maisa, the Chorin of the Shachim over here brings down in the Rizal. The Rizal says, the sweat that a person sweats for Tzarcha Shabbos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Meichik by Kol HaVinus K'moyin Demois. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Meichik, erases all your various like tears. People, tears, cry, takes away their Avinus. When a person does sponge on, sweats, Make a kol avoinus. So I know now you go over to the wife, tell the wife, yeah. To make all your avoinus, here, do shmanjo. No, that's not what I meant over here. I meant to mechazik the person themselves. Chizik, I know people like saying chizik for others. Mechazik yourself over here, and why should work with Kavod Shabbos? Because you want this chok to make a kol avoinus. Then anyway, come to Shemayim, Ishtar is Maguf, on Shami, anyway, together with her. So, Maisa, you want to, anyway, together, you must, you have one over here and have one, a better Ayel Mushalemis.
Where is this?
It's brought down the Sech and Kavanis, brought down the Shai Shuv on the page. On the page, you open the Shai Shuv, it says it. Now, coming the Swarm of Doshim, and it being the idea, Ishlefanis Kur Achvish Er Shabbos. You should move your spider webs. So what happened to the Mishavu by Ostav Khan Gimel and the Mishavu and somebody raised some of Bays a second time, once calling the Eli Rabba, once calling the Mokhan Avram. The record for this is Rish Chachman, he says, Ah, be Said. Hamel Lishlan says, Ani Hulich Rogel the Gala Said. I'll tell you what the Said Shavai is. He gets involved over here, has the Said of Lahara Galulim and Aorit getting rid of Van Zaro, and perhaps Shabbos is Said of Midas Malthus over here, and they get involved with how the idea of the spider webs are Klippa Kosho, and the Klippas of Esav over here, and therefore the spiders have seven legs, connected to the Zion Amim over here, and therefore it's Makalko, the idea of Shalom Bayis, so Kedaima, I am from Makadoshim to get involved with how important it is to get rid of the spider webs. Maisa Mishmua seemed to take a more of a simple Avono, to get rid of the spider webs to clean the house for Koshkein, and we see the understanding it not, more Tzai Shaboy, more practicality Shaboy, but Koshkein, sorry, the Chabad Abayis, Midos, and dirt over here, Bechal, Chavad Shabbos over here. Because Maisa, what do you do with it? He says, Chavad Chaimuch, well, come see your house. You clean it, Maisa, very well. That's what you go do over here. You clean it, cover the Melech. Now, Chavad Chaimuch goes on further. You have to prepare things for this person's coming. It brings down the Beisesha for the Ben Yoyna, that you have a knife that's not sharpened. You have to sharpen it, the Chavad Shabbos. That means in those days, the knives were not that well sharpened, and every time you sharpen it, if they get to your knives, you sharpen it. Now, where they're coming from, either Amos says, after Kavod Shabbos, or the way how the Taz brings down the base Yisif, based up upon the idea of the Pasuk, Yalla Flaw, it says, Bechinu Es. The word Es in Yishai is, Loshon Le'itim Le'mizmoris, the spades and knives. The way the Mishmur brings it down, he says, this being practical, if you don't have sharp knives and they can't cut your food that well, Shalom Bayis, leave Katat over here. See, that's Kavod Shabbos, Shalom Bayis Boy. Or at the drosha, at the idea of S, we have to sharpen our knives, but it means be practical, make sure things are masudah to cover Shabbos. And one thing people like asking, if you have to clean your house to cover Shabbos, well, let's say it won't be there for Shabbos. If you have to clean your house and then go away, so you search by the Esav Chaim Kanievsky, this is very simple. The vona is what? When the melech comes to your house, we're not there for Shabbos, he's coming to where you are. Wherever you are. That means that house you're leaving, you do not have to go clean. Or the way that it's called a shani, let's say you have certain rooms in the house you don't go to on Shabbos. Then you have three floors in your house and you have a basement, right? And those go in there on Shabbos. And it's a mess over there. You have to clean that look on Shabbos. Well, certain people have a room where they, anytime the people come, what happens when the guests come? You take everything and you throw it into that room. Or you take all that stuff and throw it into that drawer. Or you call it all a visiting day. What do you do? Everything under the bed, right? Everyone knows a visiting day. Parents come, get the melech. The parents are coming, right? You keep it over and so you get a hard well in the suitcase underneath, on top. So come on the Chodeshan, you brought down from a simple bottom. It means, what would you do for melech? If you want a hard put away, you're not going to that room, not going to that storage place. You don't have to clean it. Pasha also means, even do plan to go there on Shabbos to get out the soda or something. But that's not a place, the living place over here. Of course, it means what do we do for the melech over here. That's the Yisrael Shabbat. Says Mishabura, once discussing cleaning of our physical, he says also, Yihara v'tshuva yifashe v'maisav. Svarma G'doshim, Mishmuri Nath, Loshman Svarim. And the Svarim over here come along to say that we have to mamish, take care of our, not just our gashmis, even our ruchnias. Now you look up the shlut inside where he says it over, he says, Kos Gemara in Avod Zorah, that Shabbos is doing me to Olam Haba. Just like you Torah for our Shabbos, the difference to eat on Shabbos, same thing Nigeah to the idea of Ruch Nias, your Torah from our Shabbos, meaning for Olam Haba, then you can eat the covered Nitzchias. Where how the Chofetz Chaim says over, Maisa, who's coming? The Melech. Which Melech? Well, Malchai Lochel Kosh Baruch Hu. We over here, we have dirty clothing. What's the clothing over there? Is our Ruch Nias. That's our clothing. That's our Begadim. So how can you have the Melech come to your house and have dirty Begadim? Dilly Ruchnias. So you fast for myself. You hear a tshuva. You have to matari yourself because that's your clothing together to Ruchnias Shabbat. Now, when the Nyan they bring down, I see this farm came very recent Indian code. I see of Shimshon Pinkas, and he's beginners of last month. They're trying to get the oil to of Shimshon Pinkas. So I'm trying to follow the mirrors. And Hobba, and when this was brought down, the idea of sleeping there on Shabbos, take a nap. So my side, I looked it up, I looked around, and I see it is the Shulchan Torah that says, it's right to sleep in Erev Shabbos, that's ready, hak minit kol ha-tzadikim. All tzadikim take a nap on Erev Shabbos. Lisa Torah, who brings it down to the Sisson Shabbai, and of Shimshon Pinkas, he did it every Erev Shabbos, and Chaim Kamil, the Shiva Ofakim, he said, if Shimshon Pinkas does it, so how can I not do it? So my side, he says, he also went to sleep in the afternoon on Erev Shabbos, and says, of Shimshon said over to him, if you don't take a nap on Friday afternoon, then the Shabbos meal is not a Shabbos meal. It's a buffet meal. It's a supper. Take a nap, they come to the Shabbos meal. And it could be very simple, the way the Pesach Truman brings down the Reish from Tess, and last time, and he set, puts it on the loch by Sif Gimel, that we discussed over there, the Mishmur brings down from the Maharam, should not walk into Shabbos starving, being Mu'una. So there are certain people who walk into Shabbos that they're not physically starving, just emotionally they're just so drained. They're drained. And therefore you see in the meal, before they even eat the food, they're falling asleep. And takes away the tzura that with the milk comes, I know people before the chasna, they try to get extra sleep. Now, some of them are just over nervous and tired. Their own wedding, they want energy. They want to be there for the own, you know, people want to be, certain things they want to be there for, they try to make sure they get enough sleep. Shabbat. You want, when the milk comes over here, Shabbos Kodesh, and I say, we have to prepare for it. And part of the preparation, the chanesh Shabbat, I seen the Muslim today being down, the idea of taking a nap to make sure you're there for the Shabbos meal to have the eating Shabbos. Out of all people to ask such a question, I'm sure you're asking it just for the answer. And based upon that, we already know the answer. Thank you for being Mazar Zoilam over here. Mamish, I'll tell Mom, you'd be very proud. Get an extra piece of gala. And I didn't ask me to ask this beforehand. It was just this one I planned. Now, the Chavetz Chaim does bring down and save Hashem Oilam. A very interesting stage, but he brings down Hashem Godol Hador Echod. Hashem Godol Hador Echod. That is the stage, boy, that someone who Shem Shabbos, who comes to Elm Shalemes, and he says, Chashishol, people do Averis, they need to go to Gehenim. Gehenim is closed on Shabbos. So, when is Shabbos? So the Torah already brings down and reads out a K. The longer you keep Shabbos, much of Shabbos, when it comes to the Elul Shalemes, you won't get also Gehenim that long and much Shabbos. Keep it right time. It's another reason to keep it right time. You won't get Gehenim over here. Maisif, you won't get Gehenim. Rachum. Or saying that for right, but down. Why? The Mamshach Shabbos Shavoy. Says the Chavetz Chaim B'Shem Godol Echod. Here also, someone who starts preparing on Erev Shabbos and Tzorchei Shabbos, that's his manner of Erev Shabbos. The Chazik person to get up in the morning. Besides the din shibboleth getting up, then you have to prepare something. You say, no, my wife will do it. Right? The same on your wife, echad basically. But the mechazik for you to go do it, it's kedai.
It does like shamay. Kedai. You could do like shamay from Sunday.
So I don't know. Kedai. Ulai. I don't know, but maisa, it's kedai. Maisa, you, I mean, some people maybe won't get your hand in, but for those who unfortunately might need it, so maisa, it's kedai to prepare things, one thing to cover Shabbos. Now you tell me you have nothing to do, everything's taken care for you, Maisa, your wife takes care, and you go into your in-laws, they take care of everything for you. So, Maisa, they bring down the Kavach Chaim, he said over here, if not, you should not make your Targum. There's also a Chodav Shabbos. So everyone has, that Kuliyama has what to go do. Do that, the Chodav Pog is that. Same thing.
No,
oh, you get the Kenzang. Kenzang. No. His words are, Chodav Chaim, the next of the Isha, who is man Shabbos Meisha Hiskel be'er Shabbos. It's Asik B'Tzorcha Shabbos, be'er Shabbos. So I'm talking be'er Shabbos. That's Asik B'Tzorcha Shabbos. Now, Sipe is a locha of being Yabba Boss of Yayin, the Donos, having the Boss of Yayin, and the delicacies of Lekovat Shabbos. So, something we mentioned before, but I think this is a place to discuss it. That is a tshuva by the Beis Yaakov. Beis Yaakov lived in the times of the Shach. And it's brought down Alocha in Siman Tov Kuf Chav Tes by the Mishnah Berurah. It's Sivkot in Yutes, a certain prince of Kon Chav. There was a certain Isha that was doing tshuva for doing an Averro by accident. And came along to the Beis Yaakov and told her that all year round you should not eat basar loydashos yayin. However, for Shabbos, for Yontif, for Chanukah, for Purim, these four times, chayim le'echov v'lishtos. So the question here is there a chiyuv to have basar? The word over here is yadav v'basar v'yayin. Is there a chiyuv basar on Shabbos? Again, the words of Mishnah Berurah is on Shabbos, Yontif, Chanukah, Purim, chayim le'echov v'lishtos. Therefore, come along the Netik Avril or the Ar Yisrael. They want Taino. In this Mishnah Berurah, it sounds like a person has to have Mamash Basar on Shabbos. And then it's saying it not only on Shabbos, Netik Avril or Yisrael, discussing where Shabbos, Yontif, Chanukah, Purim. They want Taino, even on Chanukah, you have to have Basar. Chanukah. And therefore, the Erech HaShulchan by us, the Reishman Beis, Erech HaShulchan a few hundred years ago, brought down when the Kavach Chaim says, Pshat in the Beis Yaakov, is you have to have Basar on Shabbos. You have to. Now, where should the Makar, why should that be, that we have to have Basar? So, before you can come from three different avenues, why to have Basar? Number one, Mitzvah Sugya of Oinig. Number two, Mitzvah Sugya of Simcha. Number three, Mitzvah Sugya of Kavod. That means first, we know, cross the Shabbos, Oinig of Mitzvah Oinig. First, Apisor Shabbai. What's the best oinig for a person if, let's say, you did not, using someone else's credit card? What would you buy? Where do you go out to go eat? If it wasn't costing you money, people know oinig shabbat is basar. That's the derech. Kach would go out, cost money, can always do it. But that's the derech is, you have fancy chassid, basar over there. Bisorah, oinig is basar. Aleph. On the car, there's a Mishnah in Perek Tes in the door. The Mishnah over there says, you pesach the yontu v'shabosis on the gates to make a person made a netter. Explains the Rambam Pirush Mishnayos. Let's say a person made a neder, not to drink wine and not to eat basar kach v'kach yomim, and then he realized afterwards kach v'kach yomim came out on Shabbos. Locha is ki v'pasayach on the neder for the fact of Shabbos. Why? Because Shabbos, as the words of Rambam, is chayv atal echol ben basar lishus yain. The Rambam says a chiyam on basar v'yain, and therefore it can be pasayach with his neder. Brought down when we. For this reason, the Sheva Yehuda, Taisus Yomtiv, Sholem Meshav Exam, the Chiyav Da Bolser on Shabbos. One, Mitzad Sugya of Oinig. Number one, we have a Svarah. Number two, we have the Makar. Mitzad the idea of Simchol. You raise Bokal, to raise from Beis, Yom Sum Chaschem, Potsik Baloyschel, very good, Potsik Yud. Sit over there, says the Sefid, Yom Sum Chaschem, Zu Shabbos. Afi Svarah Shabbat, what's the Simchol? Gemara Kuv Tesim Sochem, Kvotan Kuv Chav. So we have a swear from Basar. What about the Makar Shabbai? Basar. Basar. Now, where's the Makar for that? So the Maisa, the Mukher Arachayim, Munkach, and the Torpim of Potter, Rish Perak Bezi says, Al Simcha. They're right. Al Simcha Yerachil, Basar, on Shabbos. A third idea, we know we have an end of COVID. Chibaditoy. Mchubad. Apisvarish boy, what is a way to mechabit a person? Everyone knows, posher, COVID, fancy, mchubad is bosser. Posher. Wisdom of Korsha boy, the Taz in Sim Tovkuf no Gimel, the simple reading of the Taz is, Choyb Olov Echabosu Bashal COVID Shabbos. That means we have three Makaris, all three Makaris have three Svaris to it. Apisvarish boy comes out, the person has a Chiyav. Of Basar on Shabbos. Chiyuv Basar v'yayin. Maisel, there's a Tosfos Ben Yoino, at the beginning of the third parak of Brachos. The Mishnah really discusses that a Oinig cannot have Basar v'yayin Yimechol, but he can have on Shabbos. For sure, Halacha, Mishnah, that he can have on Shabbos. Said Tosfos Ben Yoino, he said, it's not saying the Mishnah there's a Chiyuv to have Basar v'yayin, there is no Chiyuv Basar v'yayin on Shabbos. It just means, in Yirtzo Yechol, no Yirtzo Yechol, do whatever he wants. I mean, Ben Yonah is saying, Pshat in the Mishnah, there's no Chiyah Basar V'yayin on Shabbos, just don't hold yourself back inside the Sugya of being an Oinig. If you want to have Basar, Kol HaKavod. This Tosfos Ben Yonah is brought down by the Aramah. Yardei is Simon Shimon Aleph, by the case of an Oinig. The Shach over there brings it down. The Mughal Ron reads now three different places in Tovkuf Dun Aleph by the 9 days, by Tovkuf Ayin Beit by the case of a Tzayin, the Tovkuf Tzadik Vov by the Sugya of Purim. Mishabura brings down the idea of having Basar. That is no chiyuv. He writes a sign, Tovkuf Ayin Beis. And he writes that down, brings down Kuf Ayin Dalad. There's no chiyuv to have Yayin. That means the place can be Iker to not go like this simple reading of Beis Yaakov. It's not called like those one time the Chiyah Basar Yayin. V'shmua magavram shach amor pasul is no Chiyah Basar Yayin. I. First of all, we upstairs Mishmura. Mishmura over here is saying that there is no Chiyah Basar. Again, he writes it clearly in Tavkuf Nubez and Tavkuf Ayin Beis. No Chiyah Basar. No Chiyah Yayin. Kuvayin Dalet. Yet he writes at the end of Tavkuf Chav Tes, Chalek Hay, Mishim is Akiv Achmi Achulos, Lo Echa Basar, Lo Yishos Yayin. There's a Chiyah on Shabbos and Yodim Ochanakal Pom to eat Basar Yayin. Point is zero. Well, let this be clear. The certain form again is saying in Chanukah the Chiyah Basar. When I start telling that to people, they take out the Mishavuah Chelik Vav, they look it up, and their Ramah says, the beginning of the Chelik Chanukah, in Tavre Shayim, from Yehudis to Chiyah Milchiks. They start looking around, where's the idea of Basar? It doesn't say anywhere in Hilchus Chanukah. You mean you have to take out Mishavuah Chelik Hei to see there's a din of Basar on Chanukah? It's not in Chelik Vav anywhere. Chiyah Milchiks, tell me what it means. A Shavuah meal. Start with Milchiks and end with Fleishiks over here. So you can tell me, no, Mishavuah means now, the Ramah's lost, and Hilchus Chanukah, you may simcho. And not a simple boss of yain. Echalami is a shalom chuler. Instead, the Rambam says you may simple chalaka means ain't simple boss of yain. True. Well, that's not the pasuk meaning in the Mishnah Berurah. So the question here is: the halachah of the Mishnah say is a din chiyav of chanukah bosser. There's no chiyav of bosser of chanukah. I look for it in that to give real. Look for that save all Yisrael. And the chuler there is no chiyav on Shabbos that boss of yain. Chuler, how do you just answer first the steer shavoy? So the chuler you said is. If you read the Mishnah slowly, and I see now numerous places say that, I'm not sure if it's true about that, the Yashav, the Chodeshani, the Nevensal, the Chakneski, the Mishnah is not saying Yerachia Bosav Yain. He's saying that if a person is Isik, it's not the same Shavoy, it's not Shuva Shavoy, it's not a Vela Shavoy, not a Bosav Yain, Mishmas Agav Asmune Shuva Shavoy, Lecha Bosav Lelishas Yain, then it's not that, don't hold yourself back, Chil Lechel Shabbat Yadim Chanakopur. I mean, don't have a veilus on Chanukah. Eat the boss if you want to. If you don't want to, don't have to. If you want to have Shabbos, go ahead. If you don't want, don't have to. But don't hold yourself back inside the veilus, inside the tshuva, inside the chesaron over here. Kane, if you want, we spoke last chabura that the loch is in Sim Tov Kuf Pei is that brought down 26 different tanaisim to have, and one was brought down every Monday and Thursday. We should have it. So the Mishmur says Dar Cholosh. Therefore, we should only have. Parvo and not Fleshik Monday and Thursday. When the Shiva Mir, that's where they're Parvo, except on days we now have a Velas. Come to Chodesh, come early in time, come to Chodesh of Ke'inza, they come along to have on Monday and Thursday, not Fleshik. Why? Because a person should not hold back and not have Dafkin, not have Fleshik on days that not to be like a Velas Shabbat. So here also, the Pshat in the Mishmur is, Mishim is Akiva Atmeh Chuvah should have Bosser. Again, now the question is, Avada, there's no Chiyav. However, is there a mitzvah? So two things. Number one, the Mishmur gets very clear, there's no Chiyav. However, Mishmur writes in Simit Shimim Aleph, he writes, there is a mitzvah. He writes, Tavkuf Chav Tes, there is a mitzvah. That means, I'm saying there is no Chiyav. Avada is a mitzvah. That means if you had the money, you should buy Basar. We saw the Reshman Beis, the Mukha by us, Reshman by us in the Reshnod. He's saying, Yah Bas V'yayin from Chi. That means you enjoy Basar, but you should. Still, there is COVID, and there is Simcha, and there is Oining. And you tell me, I have to have COVID, Simcha, and Oining? You don't have to. Come Oining with other things, Simcha with other things. Right? You can come other ways. I mean, the Mechaim Shavu is not there. You Mechaim the Mitzvah of COVID, Oining with Simcha, through Basar Yain. You can have it other ways. There is no Chiv Shavu. But what is a mild time? Don't have it. It's the idea of COVID, Oining with Simcha. Tak mizaycha, mishtorach and erev Shabbos. Tak mizaycha to eat neilam haba the elul shalames. As the elul knows, this is a process of elul shalames. Ben Hashem and we on Sunday we're doing Rishon Aleph. It's a very short simon over here in the get what says on the page. So therefore we'll probably do the bialoch in the get to pay as a rosh. Also the loch in the get to well, if you want, kedai to learn to get your day simon rish pay could pay aleph. Slava.